Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Thou hast ever spoken words of peace and comfort to the children of men through His name. We thank Thee, and we pray now as we study Thy word that Thou wilt open the eyes of our understanding, that we may grasp these things to ourselves. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. Let us read together in the Gospel according to Matthew, in the first chapter. I would like to read verses 18 to 25, so that we might have this before us while we think together on it. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. I have read this passage to you in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, because I wanted us to hear one of the two accounts of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ that there is available anywhere in the world. You won't hear about the birth of Jesus Christ anywhere else than in the Bible. And when you turn in the Bible, you will find it in Matthew, as I have read it to you, and you will find it in Luke. And you won't find it anywhere else. Now notice at the very beginning of my reading, in verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. The first 17 verses of this chapter had been given over to genealogy. And as we pointed out in our previous study, we think that that genealogy would give the social status of the Lord Jesus Christ. So far as the community was concerned, they would consider that he belonged to the family of Joseph, who was a descendant of David. But now the birth of Jesus Christ, that's different. This is not the genealogy. The birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, not that wise, but on this wise. Now, the simple meaning of the scripture that I read to you is too obvious to be misunderstood. It's as plain as language can put it that he was born of a virgin. It's true that men may not believe this. We shouldn't be surprised about that. Any number of people don't believe the Bible at all, so why should they believe this? But even though men may not believe this, no one can seriously deny that this is the story, whether you believe it or not. This is the story. And I would like to point out to us all that the virgin birth, the idea that Jesus of Nazareth was born of a virgin, is the plain teaching of Scripture. No matter what may be said about the coming of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, into this world elsewhere, nothing that is said contradicts this plain teaching of Scripture. Also, you will notice that this is the admitted faith of the early church. You will remember that what the early church believed has generally accepted as being in the Apostles' Creed. And you will remember what the Apostles' Creed has to say about this. I believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. And then it goes on to say, who was conceived of the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary. That just reads in so many words. And what that means to say is that the early church, by common consent, set it down that this was the teaching of the apostles. Now, let us keep in mind right now that if anybody has any trouble with the idea of the virgin birth, that the people living back in those days would have just as much trouble. And if anybody today has any skepticism about it, just remember there were skeptics in those days just the way there are now. The surprising aspect of this whole truth was just as surprising then as it is now. But it was the admitted faith of the early church, as seen in the Apostles' Creed, that Jesus of Nazareth was born of a virgin. I want you to notice also that the idea that he was born in this way, conceived of the Holy Spirit, makes him the only begotten Son of God. Now, every one of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ become the children of God. And Paul will tell us in the book of Romans that we become the children of God by adoption. We're adopted as the children of God. We're taken into the family of God. But there was only one begotten Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, being the Lord Jesus Christ, who was begotten in the fashion we've just read here. Then again, this view of the Lord Jesus Christ is consistent with his pre-existence. Now, while you and I are thinking about this, what does the Bible actually tell us about Jesus of Nazareth? That he was the Son of God. What does that mean? We claim he was the eternal Son of God. What does that mean? He was always the Son of God. And so we mean that he lived before he came here. That's the way we understand it. And you will remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, in the 17th chapter of John, lifting up his eyes unto heaven, said, Father, glorify thou me with the glory which I had with thee before the world began. Actually, the Bible will tell us that Jesus of Nazareth was born into this world as the Son of God, had lived before, and as we know after the resurrection, still lives with God. Now, nobody else, take for instance myself, no one claims I lived before I came here, really. Everyone has in mind that when I was born, something started. But when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, we understand that this was the Son of God who became incarnate. And this is possible with the virgin birth. Then again, when you have the story of the virgin birth, which means that the body of the Lord Jesus Christ was not the descendant of human generation, this means he was not, in that sense, a child of Adam. He was a child of God, which means to say that he did not have the sin of Adam in him. He had the holiness of God in him. And so the virgin birth makes Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, makes the whole story consistent with his pre-existence, and shows him to be not sinful as Adam, but holy as God. We might consider for a moment further how important this is, because the doctrine or the truth of the virgin birth, which I just read to you from Matthew, does something, says something about the nature of Christ Jesus. And this is something we need to keep in mind. When the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, it is common for us all to say right away, he was made in all points such as we are. You'll always remember there was one exception. Yet without sin. It's true he took upon him the form of man. And he took upon him the form of a servant. But the very one who did this always was the Son of God. And if he was the Son of God, as we have pointed out before, he couldn't be born the way I was born. When I was born of father and mother into this world, that's because I am a child of man, and I am the son of man. I have actually have human parents. But when the Lord Jesus Christ was born into this world with a nature that had no sin in it, he was not the child of human parents, but the child of God, who generated him in Mary. And now, notice also what this doctrine of the virgin birth does to the significance of the Bible. I read it to you from Matthew because I wanted you to feel how plain and straightforward the statement is. If you were to read the longer account of it in the Gospel according to Luke, you would find there's no question about what it says. And this just simply adds up to this. If you are a person who accepts the Bible as true, and you think of the Bible as being the Word of God, then you will take it as it reads, and there's no doubt about what it says. It says that Jesus of Nazareth was born of a virgin. But if you come at it from this standpoint, that you can say it doesn't mean what it says, and if it means what it says, then it's wrong, that what it says didn't actually happen. When you talk that way, you are simply showing that you do not believe the Scriptures. You simply do not believe the Bible. Because the Bible in this point is not giving an opinion. It's giving a straightforward record of an event that actually occurred. We don't know what people thought. When you read this story in Luke, you get some idea what Mary thought. Mary thought it couldn't happen. And she asked Gabriel, the angel, how it could happen. And he told her that nothing was impossible with God. So the significance of the Bible is involved. If you will accept the story of the virgin birth, you belong to the people who believe that the Bible is true. If you cannot accept the story of the virgin birth, you're face to face with the fact that the Bible says some things that you personally cannot trust. It's worth looking at that way. One more thing. This shows the mode of God's work of salvation. Now think about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ according to this story. It was in God's time, not by the will of the flesh, nor by the will of man, nor of blood, but of God. And that's the way it is with the individual person who becomes a Christian. So when you have this whole story, you can notice then what is said of Jesus Christ. Conceived of the Holy Spirit, and also it is said about him, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, and also said about him that he was to be called Emmanuel, God with us. This is our Lord and Savior. He came down from heaven for us. This is the story of his coming into this world. And we're to understand when Jesus of Nazareth lived in this world, this was the Son of God who had come to save us to himself. Our God and Heavenly Father, add thy blessing to our thinking and keep us clear in our minds about thy word. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.